Come in, boys and girls. Are you ready for your character checkup? What animal goes baa, baa, and is covered with wool? You guessed it, a sheep. What else do you know about sheep? Did you know they get lost easily and are afraid of many things? Also, sheep are not able to take care of themselves or defend themselves in danger. They need someone to take care of them. In Isaiah 53:6, God tells us, we are like sheep. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. God calls going our own way sin. What makes you disobey or act selfishly or meanly? It's that want to in you that want to have your own way. Another name for that is our sin nature. We were born with it. All of us. Isaiah 53:6 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. Astray means we're lost, separated from God, our Creator. And if we stay in our sin, we're separated from God and His wonderful home in heaven forever. The God who created us is holy, without any sin at all. Are we holy? No. Our sin causes us to be lost, separated from our holy God. That's why God says we're like lost sheep. But God loves us so much that He proved it in the greatest way possible. He sent someone to look for lost sheep and bring them back to God. That someone is Jesus, God's Son. And in the Bible, He is called the Good Shepherd. John 10:11. Would you open your Bible with me? I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd gives His life for the sheep. John 10:11. There's still parts of the world where shepherds are caring for sheep. But not all of those shepherds are good shepherds. Being a good shepherd means hard work. The shepherd must find a place with plenty of good, juicy grass for his sheep to eat, a quiet, shady place for them to rest, still waters for them to drink. He must watch at all times for wolves and many other animals who try to kill the sheep. A good shepherd is ready, ready to do first aid for a sheep who gets hurt, ready to go out and look for the lost sheep. And when he finds that lost sheep, he carries them in his arms. He carries the lambs in his arms. He knows each sheep by name and talks gently to them. A good shepherd is willing to risk his life to save his sheep. Jesus said, He is the good shepherd. Well, who are the sheep? Yes, you and I are the sheep, aren't we? And Jesus did give his life to save us. You'll hear about that in the Bible lesson. If you've received the Lord Jesus as your Savior from sin, He's your good shepherd every day of your life. You are no longer lost in sin, for He's found you, He's saved you, and each day He's caring tenderly for you. If you've never believed on the Lord Jesus, won't you listen to the lesson today carefully? Jesus knows all about you, He loves you, He's given His life to save you, and He wants to save you today and become your good shepherd forever. Let's say that verse again. John 10:11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. John 10:11. I have a Savior who's mighty to keep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days a week. I have a Savior who's mighty to keep 52 weeks of the year. He is a wonderful shepherd and friend, quick to deliver and strong to defend. Loving His children, He loves to the end. And praise to His name.
How was your checkup today?